I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 21st. A meeting about safety at the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center in Quincy will be held next week. The Quincy Police Department says the meeting is scheduled for Monday, March 27th at 10:30 a.m. in the South Wing Auditorium. The meeting comes after residents expressed concerns about trespassers, package thefts, and a lack of security personnel or video surveillance cameras. Ward 2 Civic Association President and Attorney Richard Ash says the management of 1000 Southern Artery met with Quincy Police Resource Officer Steve Cleary and Foundation Housing of Maryland and agreed that security cameras are needed. Ash says the cameras will take some time, so the safety meeting will touch on interim safety precautions. 1000 Southern Artery is the largest senior housing complex in Quincy and the second oldest in the state, with 641 apartments in three buildings. It's believed to be the only senior building in the city without security cameras or security personnel. No injuries reported when a car struck a house in Quincy Sunday night and then took off. Police say a black Mercedes struck the front of the home at 361 Billings Road in North Quincy at about 10 o'clock Sunday night, then backed up and fled toward Quincy Shore Drive. The home and a Cadillac parked out front of the house were damaged, but the home is still livable and no one was hurt. Police were checking home surveillance cameras in that area to try and identify the Mercedes. A popular waterside seafood spot in Quincy that's been around for more than 50 years has been sold to the owner of another well-known South Shore restaurant. The Clam Box at Wollaston Beach in Quincy has been purchased by Marco Fanny, who runs Strawberry Fair, an eatery in Norwell known in part for its breakfast dishes. The Schwanke family, who had been the owners of the Clam Box, sold the place for $1.325 million in February. While Fanny indicates that there will be little in the way of changes to the restaurant, saying that it's an institution where people expect what they're used to getting, he says the previous owners were doing a great job and they intend to keep it that way and make it better. Fanny also indicated that the Clam Box, which hopes to open for the season later this week, could eventually be open year-round. In addition to the Clam Box, Fanny also purchased the Baja Box right next door, which is known for its tacos and ice cream. It should be opening for the season in late April. A new construction project is underway in Quincy, preparing the city for impacts from climate change and helping to prevent flooding from extreme rain events. Homeowners in West Quincy know how quickly water can flood along the Furnace Brook and are happy to see construction underway. The nearly $1 million project is preparing the city for extreme rain events, which are more likely to occur with climate change. Flynn Enterprise Incorporated is a service-disabled, veteran-owned business and is working to remove the current Quincy granite that lines the brook and regrade the banks from Quarry Street to Father McMahon Way, an area parallel to the Furnace Brook Parkway. Flynn says the mitigation project is going to update a system that's over 100 years old. He says you can already see a drastic change in landscape and that the design's going to make it a beautiful place to visit. Some plants and trees were cut down for the project, but there will be about 350 new ones going in. The project is expected to wrap up in the summer. Heavy traffic backed up on both sides of the Sagamore Bridge yesterday morning during the first commute impacted by a repair project that's expected to last several weeks. Some motorists reported they were stuck in traffic for hours. The Plymouth and Brockton bus service warned its customers to add 2 hours to their expected ride time from Cape Cod to Logan Airport. The Army Corps of Engineers said crews will be repairing pavement, deteriorated steel supports, and the bridge's concrete support towers. Construction and the corresponding lane restrictions are expected to remain in place around the clock for weeks. Police said the goal is to get the work done before Memorial Day. The first North Atlantic right whale mother and calf pair of the season have been spotted in Cape Cod Bay, according to the Center for Coastal Studies. On March 18th, the study's right whale ecology program team spotted a whale named Portia and her 2023 calf. Portia, a 21-year-old right whale, was first seen with her new calf in late December off the coast of Georgia. The North Atlantic right whale is critically endangered, with an estimated 340 animals remaining and protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act. The designation legally prohibits boats and aircraft from approaching within 500 yards of them. It also restricts vessel speeds in designated areas, including waters off of Cape Cod. The right whale's greatest threats to survival are being struck by a vessel or becoming entangled in rope. So far this year, 12 right whale calves have been identified in the waters off southeastern United States, where they are born. Mother and calf pairs often linger in Cape Cod and Massachusetts bays, where they feed and rest before continuing their migration north. Boston area fast casual restaurant chain Kelly's Roast Beef is expanding again. The company announced yesterday that its next location is under construction in Dedham. In a social media post and subsequent replies to fans, officials said the new location will be on Route 1, the address of a former car dealership that's been closed for several years. Kelly says the new location is expected to open in late summer. The iconic restaurant lays claim to inventing the modern roast beef sandwich at its original Revere Beach location in 1951. A push is underway among medical residents and fellows to unionize at multiple Mass General Brigham hospitals as frustration over compensation simmers in the wake of the pandemic. If the effort goes through, more than 2,500 residents and fellows would join the Committee of Interns and Residents at the Service Employees International Union. A website advocating for the unionization outlines the group's goals, which include safe and healthy working and learning conditions, adequate compensation and benefits, and solidarity with colleagues. Mass General Brigham, meantime, has pushed back against the unionization effort, according to the Boston Globe, and says it already provides workers with strong pay and benefits. In a statement, Interim Chief Academic Officer of Mass General Brigham, Dr. Paul Anderson, says the hospital is home to some of the top-ranked and highest-paid residency programs in the country. According to the Association of American Medical Colleges, unionizing medical residents is a growing nationwide trend that picked up speed during the pandemic. Nearly 50 cats rescued in Texas will soon be available for adoption in Massachusetts. The 47 cats were flown to the New Bedford Regional Airport last Saturday from a shelter that's overrun with pets in Texas. The animals were then taken to Northeast Animal Shelter in Salem. The felines are between 6 months and 8 years old and will be available for adoption following their quarantine and after they receive any medical care. Last year, the relocation program brought more than 4,000 pets to Massachusetts. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 382 points. The NASDAQ rose 45. The S&P added 34. Markets were also higher in Europe and Asia, ahead of a Fed decision on another possible interest rate hike amid worries about global banks. The dollar's up, the euro rose, oil at $68 a barrel. Sports. The Celtics are in Sacramento tonight at 10 o'clock against the Kings. The Bruins are home against the Senators at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 59 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 32. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high 56. Thursday, scattered showers, high of 58. And cloudy on Friday with a high 54. For the boater today, waves about a foot. West wind, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 20 at times, and a high tide right before noon. Sunrise, 6:45, set at 6:57. One commuter reminder that buses are replacing MBTA Red Line trains this week between Braintree and North Quincy from 9 p.m. through the end of service for track maintenance. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, March 21st.